The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now we're going inside Hollywood.
I got my SAG card when I was 19 years old, when I signed a 7-year contract to Universal Studios and starred in an ABC TV series called Operation Petticoat, which was based on a movie that my father, Tony Curtis, Nepo Baby, starred in.
Now, that was the famous Jamie Lee Curtis, and it's a great pleasure, as always, on a Wednesday, with the Inside Hollywood slot, to go behind the scenes with the glitzy and the great. Entertainment presenter and producer Lisa Cannon is all knowing when it comes to this. So the question question we have is, who are these Nepo babies? You know, we might have forgotten their parents and so on. Where do you want to start?
Well, I think, you know, let's start with Nepo baby, the term, because it was kind of coined from TikTok, and it's been a hot debate, you know, kind of a hot potato debate over the last, say, couple of years, because there's a whole generation that have come up now. I mean, you can look at Margaret Qualley, that was in The Substance, which was just nominated for an Oscar. So was she across the whole award season. We have Patrick Schwarzenegger, who's in The White Lotus, if people are watching that at the moment. There's a whole raft of the next generation. But I'd love to talk about the original Nepo babies, because Nepo is a term coined for nepotism, the nepotism babies. And it's got a lot of flack because people think, well, you know, because your parents are famous, like Jamie Lee Curtis, who's Tony Curtis's daughter. And, you know, how did she get in, and did she get in because of the parents that she has? And I mean, rightfully so. She says, yes, absolutely, I did.
So her parents were Janet Lee, who was in Psycho, and Tony Curtis, who is... Ubiquitous
okay. of yeah. Some Like It Hot. Yes. But she would always say in her career that there's no way, when it came down to the two people qualified for the role in Halloween, because she'd hardly done any work prior to that. We just heard the clip. She said she was 19 when she got her SAG card. That, you know, it was down to who would get it. And of course, the director chose Jamie Lee Curtis because of her parents, because then, of course, they'd get more publicity for the movie. And as we all know, Halloween went on to be one of the biggest horror franchises in the world. But the originals are Jamie Lee Curtis, Drew Barrymore, Michael Douglas, of course, you know, the dynasty that is the Douglas family with Kirk Douglas. You also have in there the Redgraves, the Sheen family. Got so many of them. Liza Minnelli with Judy Garland. But I just wanted to focus on the older set as certain, because Nepo Baby, it isn't a guaranteed red carpet ride, Ivan. As you know, it's a legacy. There's pressure. I would imagine there's an uphill battle to be just more than so-and-so's kid. But these originals prove that having a famous last name might open doors, but staying in the business takes talent, hard work, and sometimes even reinvention. We've got a great quote here from, again, Jamie Lee Curtis, who's at the SAG Awards. This is her speech she won for her movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once. And she talks about being the daughter of Tony Curtis and what that means. Have a listen.
I'm wearing the wedding ring that my father gave my mother. They hated each other, by the way, at the end of all that. But my sister Kelly and I were born from love. And my father was from Hungary and my mother was from Denmark, and they had nothing. And they became these monstrous stars in this industry that they loved so much. My parents were actors. And I married an actor. I love actors. I love acting. I love the job we get to do. I love being a part of a crew. I love being a part of a cast. I love what we do with each other. It's such a beautiful job. And I know that so many people in our industry who are actors don't get to do this job. And you look at nights like this and think, is that ever going to be possible for me? And I know you look at me and think, well, Nepo baby, that's why she's there, and I totally get it. But the truth of the matter is, I'm 64 years old, and this is just amazing.
Okay, Jamie Lee there, and you have and the next one is Carrie Fisher. Just tell me about her lineage.
Yeah, well, I just talk briefly there about Jamie Lee Curtis. We were talking just before we got on air that, like, do some of the children have bigger careers nearly also than their parents themselves? Jamie won her Oscar. That's her SAG speech we just heard there as well. Carrie Fisher, now this is debatable. Do you think she has had a bigger career than Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher together? Because obviously Debbie Reynolds starred in Singing in the Rain, and Eddie Fisher was a very famous singer back in the 50s and 60s. But I think Carrie Fisher, her career is immortalised as Princess Leia in Star Wars, but she became a successful writer. She was also starred with her mother in Postcards from the Edge. And I think, you know, her legacy as a Hollywood insider, it's her wit and her self-deprecating humour, always acknowledging her Nepo baby status. Of course, her daughter as well, Billy Lourd, starred in the brilliant movie that I only saw last week, The Last Showgirl, with Pamela Anderson and Jamie Lee Curtis, actually. You know, again, it's generational. But I mean, many people would say, is it a blessing or a burden? Because of course, your famous last name gets you in the door and connections definitely matter in Hollywood. But, you know, do they get, can they move on from that? Of course, they can get the auditions and the agents and the opportunities.
Yeah,
I definitely think
in terms of getting a start, to have the connections, you know, that you would have grown up, knowing so-and-so as an agent or so-and-so is a great door opener that you wouldn't have. And you know what? There is a truism. I remember someone who was defending in journalism, getting their daughter into a job, and he said, yeah, Ivan, that's what parents do. They support their kids. It always has been that way and it always will be. So, you know, we need to be honest about this. In the start, it's a help.
Mm, indeed. Well, that's my question. Is it a blessing or a burden? Somebody like Zoe Kravitz, who has Lisa Bonet and, you know, Lenny Kravitz's parents, will say it's not important. I got there on my own. But did you really?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You had so many actors and rock stars living in your home. Let's talk about Carrie Fisher. So as I said, let's have a listen to this clip. This is her speaking on a chat show. And it's really interesting to hear what she has to say about her own parents.
Did you ever think of not going into show business, of being a doctor or an engineer?
Yeah. But the bigger trick in my family was not to go into it, but to stay out of it. I would have had to have been a magician to stay out of show business.
Really?
I was put in nightclubs, put in them. When I was 13, I did not want to go into show business. It did not appeal. But I have a very good reason. When I became a teenager, which I did so at my peril, my parents, both their careers were, you know, their bright, white-hot star of celebrity was slowly dimming and fading and cooling, and it scared me. I mean, I saw what it did to them. It hurt them. You know, what I say is celebrity is just obscurity biding its time. I mean, you're not going to stay at this some fantastic level of, oh, I love your, you know. It's going to go away.
That was Carrie Fisher, who was immortalized in Star Wars. Let's move on to someone who has really got all sorts of careers, Jane Fonda, an icon in the industry. Her dad was Henry Fonda. Tell us about Jane.
Jane, oh, well, I mean, her career is just exponential. It's amazing. She started as a model, became a two-time Oscar winner with Clute, and coming home later, an activist, and of course, as we all know, a fitness icon. But she's built an entirely separate legacy from her father, Henry Fonda. He starred in 12 Angry Men, The Grapes of Wrath. But her activism, I suppose, ultimately plays a bigger role now in her life than her public image ever did. But I think she's often said, you know, I was given my career on a silver platter because of Henry Fonda and what that meant. But she never had a relationship with her father, and there's particularly in the movie where they both star in, he won his posthumous Oscar, that they had to forge their relationship on screen. And she felt that even though he didn't have the emotional depth to be her father in real life, he did so in the movie. And she felt that was very sad. She never got to really she never got to know her father over time. So as a Nepo baby, she would see it as a blessing and a burden, as we would say. You know, it comes with its privileges, but at the end of the day, she had to work incredibly hard to get the legacy and the life that she had. Here's a great quote from her, talking about the real life relationship between her father and herself.
The real life relationship between my father and me was not dissimilar to the relationship between Norman and Chelsea in the movie, which is one of the reasons I wanted to produce it for him. I was able in the movie to say things to him that I could never say in real life. And we had a resolution in the movie that we didn't fully have in real life. And I feel so blessed as a daughter that I was able to work with him before he died and have those scenes with him and have that resolution on film with him. And that he won his Oscar for that movie. He was too sick to receive it himself. He died 5 months later, but
I took it for him and brought it to him. It was one of the happiest moments of my life.
Now, that's poignant, Jane Fonda.
Quite
there.
Sad, really.
For me, Michael Douglas, because, you know, my favourite movie is Wall Street. Greed is good.
Fantastic.
Get in there. Gordon Gekko. Love it all. And he was just brilliant. And, you know, he had all those other ones.
Well, he surpassed, I think. Well, no, he can't. You can't say he surpassed Kirk Douglas, you know,
okay.
Spartacus.
The final one we'll talk about is Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. You know, because I just have to be honest with you, some people don't want to talk about being a Nepo baby. So Charlie Sheen talks about the family name, Martin Sheen being his father and Emilio Estevez being his brother. But they have a great legacy, just as I suppose Michael Douglas does. Have a listen. This is an old interview, just talking about the family name and basically, you know, competition between the family members. Have a listen.
Your dad's Martin Sheen. Maybe people don't know all this. Your brother is Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, right, right. Emilio,
your dad's real name, your real name is Estevez.
Yeah, I'm Carlos. Carlos Irwin.
Mm-hmm. So how come you decided to keep the Sheen name and the anglicized version of your name?
I think there's a better balance with Charlie Sheen, the way it has a nicer ring to it. And as far as the Estevez name, having witnessed Emilio opt for the family name, I figured that with how Pop has established Sheen in this business, I should probably carry it on after he's history, you know, or has retired, I should say.
How does that work in the family with the Estevez Sheen? I mean, was that Emilio breaking away or?
I think he started out as Sheen and Dad kind of talked him into it. I could be wrong, but I think that's basically what happened.
How do you deal with the competition? Like, not only with your dad, but with your brother too?
Well, there's no real sense of competition between me and my brother. It's more or less I feel that we're different types and aren't going to really be considered for the same roles, you know. But it is kind of strange to be up for a film and walk across the hall and find the script on his bed, you know. That gets a little spooky. And as far as the comparisons with the old man, that's like something I've grown up with and lived with and just dealt with. And if anybody compares me to him, it's a high compliment, I think.
So you like the Fondas sometime, or the Redgraves, where you all get together? Have you talked about that?
Oh yeah, you mean as far as on
get together
on film?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's something that we should definitely do.
Charlie Sheen, concluding that report by Lisa Cannon on our Inside Hollywood look at Nepo Babies. Thank you.
Thank you very
Lisa.
Much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.